Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join my special guest, Angela Lang, and I this afternoon for what I think is the most challenging discussion happening in political circles these days. And it is that, I mean, I have a collection of headlines just from the past few days. Does Mom Donnie, and of course, if you don't know who this is the young man, a Democratic socialist in New York who beat Andrew Cuomo in the New York City primary to take the slot as the Democratic primary opponent to sitting Mayor Eric Adams. Cuomo apparently toying and announcing that he will, in fact, seek the mayorship as an independent. So something to watch there. That's one headline. Craig Gilbert, in a special to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, his headline just in the last few days, how Wisconsin exemplifies the weaknesses of both the Democratic and Republican parties. If you want it more from the national stage, James Carville offering a fix for confused and leaderless Democrats. Here's the problem, as I see it, within the Democratic Party. And there are all kinds of different catchphrases for this, but I will put it in a nutshell, which is an inartful one because it is a nutshell, so nobody get mad about my nutshell, but just to set it up, is the incrementalists and sort of the centrists and the revolutionaries and the people that want more change faster and arguably can say, I think, to centrists and incrementalists, we've tried your way. How's that been going, right? And what is the way for Democrats to move forward while being able to engage in what I'm going to call meaningful debate about what the priorities should be, how hard we should push for them, and what areas of compromise are acceptable within the party, in private rooms, but also in the public sphere? One such version of that debate has recently exploded into statewide politics. I hosted Senator Chris Larson on this program last week. You can check out that episode if you missed it. I thought it was a pretty provocative, interesting, and thought-provoking discussion because I was trying to ask the senator this very question. Why? Because he is the only Senate side Democrat and one of the only Democrats that are not already sort of out loudly saying they are the far left contingent within the assembly to openly, directly, and at length criticize Governor Evers and specifically call for him to not run for a third term. That is what is novel about Senator Larson's position. He ties much of that back to longstanding policy differences, specifically being most recently focused in the budget and what was left on the table from the policy priorities of Democrats. I couldn't quite get the senator there to try to have this conversation with me. It's a difficult one, I don't know what the answer is. And I'll just say this, and then I want to just let you talk at it a bit, Angela. I am a bit of a cynic, and when I see elected officials take very hard lines or promise things that I know in reality are extraordinarily difficult to do without a broad coalition, I always have to find myself wondering, is this more about an individual's ambition or the actual values or policy objectives that are being offered? Why don't you set this up in your viewpoint and in your frame, Angela, and then we can bring it back on the other side and really get into it.
I have notes. Yes.
I'm
really glad we're having this conversation because I think this is supposed to be an honest, I think, dialogue of how we move forward. And I don't think enough people are leaning into this conversation, because I think it still feels very raw for folks, especially the November election and pointing blame. First of all, I want to say shout out to my state senator, Chris Larson, for being the one to start to have some of these conversations. I think your assessment of kind of like this change of pace of, you know, some people want to burn it down now and some people are more incrementalist. I think there's also just like a difference in policy too, very, very specifically, right? Whether it's about policing or Gaza or what have you, I think that there's just some fundamental differences. So it's not even, hey, we agree, you know, you're just doing this in a different strategic way. It's just, we don't even agree that we are going from point A to point B. So I think that's part of it. I'm gonna get a little in the feels. I think progressives and the left are, we're dreamers. And so we like to dream outside the box. We like to be creative and think about what's possible, even if it hasn't been done before. And I think that can be incredibly scary for establishment type of folks to try to envision and build a completely different world that we've never seen before. And I think sometimes Democrats negotiate against themselves. I think we've seen that in the budget, you know, and people are frustrated with that. And so if people are trying to push, I think it's incumbent upon the Democratic Party to not count out people who may be a little bit more left. How do we also embrace them and not be like, oh, you're the silly radicals, we're not going to talk to you, because that's not going to help anyone.
Heard on all of that, folks. She is Angela Lang, the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities. And one of the great things about this program is you're going to find Democrats and progressives of all different stripes coming together, as well as conservatives on occasion, those that are brave enough to join me, to try to have exactly these kinds of conversations. Join this one on the other side. How do Democrats continue to push for the change that we know we see? More equity, more justice, not less. Are we doing it fast enough? Where are the results? And how do we move forward to beat MAGA? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC.